You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
And we're talking about a celebration of more great music from rangatahi who are at high school or just finishing high school, like Chris Rao, who's in the studio this morning, who is the 2022 David Richwhite Lyric Award winner as part of the Play It Strange celebration. We've also got Mike Chun, who is the CEO and co-founder of Play It Strange, in the studio. Kia ora to you both. How are you feeling?
Kia ora. Very good, thanks. Chris?
I'm all right.
Yeah. He's good. He got lost.
We can be a bit of a maze at the moment with all of the university's cones and roadworks and things going on, so it's nice to have you both up here. I think we should start at the beginning. Mike, what is Play It Strange all about? People who tune into Friday Morning Glory might have a bit of an idea, but let us know what it is all about.
Well, basically, there was no songwriting element, let's call it, in the infrastructure of life in a school. There was a subject called composition, which you could submit a song for. Mm-hmm. But the lyrics were ignored, and in my mind that was bordering on criminal. And so this is about 2003. Mm-hmm. I had been at APRA 11 years running that, and someone suggested to me, why don't you start a charitable trust and raise funds and concentrate on songs being written by school students? And that's what happened. And 20 years later, here we are. We get hundreds of songs every year, and I think the prizes, let's call them, we never give prizes.
Yeah.
Apart from a day in a professional studio.
It's a pretty good
prize.
And
we've done about 950 of those so far.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's been great. The year one, there was a young 14-year-old from Hamilton who recorded her track, and when we played it, it blew all the windows out into the street.
Wow.
Yeah, her name is Kimbra.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
And I think we thought, they're out there.
Yeah.
These young writers are out there. We just need to give them the chance to go into a studio.
And it's I think it's a really amazing thing that has been such an important part of the music, you know, ecosystem of Aotearoa for a long time now. As you say, you've got people like Kimbra who've gone on to have international pop stardom careers, but you've also got people who it just becomes a very integral and important part of their lives in other ways. And I think we don't think about how important that is as well, just to, you know, celebrate writing and celebrate music writing as a craft and as an art and as something that is so crucial to music making and that life force of creativity in New Zealand.
What you have just said makes me want to hire you.
Well, yeah, I'm happy to help
exactly
out.
That's exactly it. Okay, so I get parents now and then saying, oh, but there's no career. What is my son or daughter going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think to myself, well, they'll have a better life.
Yeah.
You know, is every rugby player going to be an All Black?
Yeah.
So why do they play it?
Exactly.
Why do they play it? Because it's teamwork, it's sort of fun unless you break a leg. And so songwriting is a craft that I think empowers young people.
Mm. Chris, you've been through this program now, and you have obviously just won an award for your songwriting. How does it feel? I mean, that's obviously not the goal necessarily, to win an award, but how does it feel to have, I mean, your song recognised and also have the support for your songwriting?
Oh, it feels... It's kind of indescribable. Where I'm from and or where I got started in music was within the... specifically the Auckland brass banding scene, where you don't really have a whole lot of wiggle room for your creativity and your own personal identity within your music. And so finally being recognized for my own musical identity has kind of been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's obviously been, you know, a special experience to have this opportunity to write and to let your own kind of creative thoughts fly a little bit. What were you, I guess, interrogating or investigating with your songwriting? Where was it coming from for you?
So within brass banding, I've been very much in words. I should have them.
It's very early in the morning, to be fair.
I had a cup of coffee and then stress in traffic. Excellent motivators for good thought. So within where I'm from in music, arrangement is kind of the big thing for creative minds. And I kind of wanted to prove to the music scene that I've been a part of for 7 years now. Mm. I kind of wanted to prove to them that, you know, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can be that funky little name in the corner of the sheet music.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's pretty special. You've just finished Year 13. We were just chatting about that last week, last exams. Must be nice to sort of see the summer sprawl out in front of you. But what are you going to be doing when you head off to uni next year?
So next year I'm studying here at Auckland University.
Awesome.
I'm going to be doing the composition course in the music school here. I'm going to be really excited about that.
I'm excited for you as well. It feels like you're on a really cool trajectory to really continue to explore your music. Do you feel like Play It Strange has helped you explore new ideas and experiment with new thoughts for yourself as a writer?
Yeah, I think it really has. My high school, Kaipara College, it's an interesting contrast to my musical experience in that it's primarily songwriting. Mm. So we've got Play It Strange and Smoke Free Rock Quest as our main kind of programs within the school. And thoughts. I was going somewhere with that.
That's all right. I was enjoying listening to it. It feels like this is a really fruitful experience for you as a writer, but for all the writers, young writers that come through Play It Strange, Mike. And there's going to be a nice celebration of those writers this Wednesday at the Tuning Fork. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Well, we have a variety of awards. There's the Lion Foundation Songwriting Competition winner. There's the Youthtown Songwriting Competition winners. And there's the Peace Song Competition. And then we have the Lyric Award, which was judged this year by Don McGlashan.
Pretty cool.
So if Don McGlashan says, I think your song is the lyrics to your song. Because, you know, things like composition you're doing next year, Chris, that's cool, but it's not songwriting. Composition, composition is half a song. It's music. But to actually write words that fit in with music, they call that prosody, to have a successful conjunction of words and music is so bloody hard.
Yeah.
And to do it successfully, you know, anyone will tell you, from Neil Finn across to me, it is that hard.
Yeah.
And I congratulate you for the song you wrote this year. And so next year, if they want you to hand in compositions, just say, it'd be quite nice if you took note of the lyrics I've included with my composition.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want that department to now start chasing me down the street and beating me up, but it's just where we're at. Songs are an integral part of life on the planet.
They are, yeah.
How many have we heard this morning just coming in here? Probably about 10 or something.
Oh, yeah, and more like 20 maybe even, yeah.
You can't avoid them, and that's how we like it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's poetry that's accessible to everybody, and, it is really important for us to connect with our feelings and connect with other people. So I also commend you, Chris, on your amazing song, which we're going to have a listen to. Who's performed this track? It's your lyrics, but who's the voice?
The voice is my good friend Lily McCarthy from Kaipara College. It was a bit of a struggle getting her on board with the song, but I'm really glad that she decided to do it because she's got a wonderful voice, and now we're going to get to perform that together at the Tuning Fork here.
Yeah, sorry, the award show, which
yes.
I sort of skirted around.
Wednesday.
Yeah, so Wednesday at the Tuning Fork at what time, Chris? It's about 6:30 or something like that.
I think that's
just
correct,
just turn up,
yep.
Have a drink. It's a Play It Strange night of celebration of songs, and we're going across the whole country, so there are songwriters from Dunedin and Gisborne and all through coming up to perform to whoever wants to walk in that door.
Awesome. And it is an all-ages venue, and we're talking about an all-ages event as well, so make sure you, you know, take the whole whānau down and have a really nice time celebrating songwriting. Thank you both, Chris and Mike, for popping in for a chat this morning. We're going to listen to your song, Chris, Drowning in the Stars, your award-winning song. Thank you for popping in today, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.